Hi, I'm David, and I am down at Choose Refill in Salmon Arm, and I am sitting here talking with
Anna DeWolf,
and
Jen.
Hello, thank you for having me. And Anna, you are the proprietor?
Yes, I am. Yep.
And Jen, you are an employee here?
Yes. Yeah, I've been an employee here for the last couple of years.
How did you come to start work at Choose Refill?
I'll let Anna tell the story.
We actually met at L'Entrepreneur in 2022. And L'Entrepreneur is organizations within the city of Salmon Arm, along with the college, that put on this program helping people setting up their new businesses. So Jen had a business that she was looking into, and I was opening this business. So we kind of hit it off, and I knew I needed help. And so I asked Jen if she'd like to work for me, and she's been with me right from the word go. So has become very much, knows all the products just as well as me, knows the process, and has been a good, very good employee.
Thank you,
We've
Anna.
Worked well.
Yeah, it's worked very well, and it's been really nice for me because I've continued my journey at the Okanagan College, and Anna's been so accommodating and just an amazing boss, and I get to work here on the days I'm not at college, and it's just been a very, very good partnership.
Yeah, it has done. Yeah, it's interesting because we've really worked well together. Things I don't like doing, Jen likes doing, and so it's really been a good partnership, I agree.
100%.
Yeah. That's great. Was that through Okanagan College or was that through Salmon Arm?
I think there's several organizations within Salmon Arm, and you know, Salmon Arm Economic Development Society, Downtown Salmon Arm Association, and I think Community Futures, and then along with the college. So it's actually a course that's probably, you pay for it and you do it at the college. And then we have sort of like a Dragon's Den sort of presentation at the end. And yeah, it does. It gives you the sort of basics of what to look for and how to identify your customers and, you know, pricing and that sort of thing, sort of launching us in our businesses, basically.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's good to hear. The other organization you mentioned, Salmon Arm Economic Development Society. And what can you tell us about that and how they help new businesses in Salmon Arm?
They're quite amazing. I'm not sure about you, Jen, so much, but for me as a proprietor, they have a lot of evening courses that they do, and along with Trilogy Solutions, Jenna, and she does a lot of the presentations. So they'll pick a topic that we need to learn about, and it's open to everyone, all the businesses in town. Great place to meet people and to network, but the help that they've given me has been immeasurable. You know, they're just so supportive. And I've said to many people how impressed I am with the business community in Salmon Arm and how inclusive they are, and everyone's willing to help and support, and because it was a massive learning curve for me. I've been a nurse for years and retired, and so to start a business was a big learning curve. So they've been great help. So
yeah. Definitely. They're always in here and supporting the business, They're just great people all around.
And do they give you help with stuff like social media presence, for example?
Actually, that's what Kate Watson was, has been a real guide for me. And it was, Jen was all right because she's of the younger generation. She understands social media. I found that really a big step to get sort of make my presence known in social media and Instagram. And that's so important with a business like this. And so Kate was good. She literally came in here and gave me one-on-one lesson on what to do and how to do it. And then I've gone to all these other ones where Jen has given more in-depth presentations. And so, yeah, real big shout out to them and a big thank you.
Yeah, and social media is so important, especially for my generation.
Definitely.
To reach my generation.
And it's actually interesting because the demographics of people coming in here, without a doubt, the largest demographic is the under 40s. And so for advertising, your Instagram is the way to go. So it's important, yeah.
For sure.
And what is it about Choose Refill that attracts that demographic?
I think the younger generation, they really understand the need for, you know, we need to decrease the plastic consumption. I mean, that's basically the ethos of the store, is that the goal is we want to decrease that consumption of single-use plastics. So you bring in your containers. Your containers, they can be glass, they can be plastic, and you can refill with any manner of products, for household cleaning products or personal care products. And so the younger generation, I think they've grown up with that knowledge far more. It's been far more prevalent in their lives that, you know, we've got to get back to the old way where we used to do that. We didn't used to have all the plastic, and we did used to use, you know, bottles for milk and things like that. So.
Oh, definitely. I totally agree with that. And like, my generation has definitely grown up with it since kindergarten. I remember like being taught what can go in recycling and what can go in garbage, and we need to reuse what we can.
That's
so
good.
It's
yeah.
definitely
yeah, it's good to
yeah,
hear.
Good to target. target this generation.
Yeah. And it, I mean, the older generation, so over 40, so definitely have, I mean, I have really good customers. I have good customer base now, loyal, as I understand the concept. So people like my generation, they're definitely buy into it as well. And they support me well. It's more reaching them for advertising has been harder. You know, the younger generation being on social media has been easier to reach. And so the older generation, it's a little bit more difficult. So, but they definitely get it. And word of mouth is the best thing, right? You get happy customers and they pass on the news. So
definitely, yeah.
We've heard about how word of mouth is crucial in a town like Salmon Arm. Where do we find your Instagram page and any other social media that you have?
Instagram is at Choose Refill. And the same thing for Facebook. Facebook is Choose Refill. And then we have our website, which is chooserefill.ca.
As of right now, we don't have any other social media. We're not on TikTok yet.
So, Anna, how long has Choose Refill been open?
So we've been open for 2 years now. We had our second anniversary on July 19th, which was well attended. I'm fortunate enough to have a partner, Jim Johnston, and he always comes and plays music for us. So we always have a little bit of a party on our anniversary, and then we also do a big Christmas sale as well, the same thing, so two a year.
Right. I believe I was here at the Christmas. Jim and Andrea.
Andrea was singing. Yeah.
They're singing Christmas carols.
That's right.
That was we'll have that again this year.
And you have a beautiful upright piano.
Yeah. And we have an upright piano that was given to us. But I think Jim usually brings his electric, his digital down. So he's got a little bit more control over it. So
it's nice to see upright pianos because they're kind of going by the wayside now. And you see people giving them away. Literally giving them away. Please take our piano. And it's a shame.
Well, this piano here was the piano that Jim learned to play piano on. So there was a kind of a special
connection.
So the lady actually did give it to us, and so she was thrilled to have it back in Jim's hands. So
Oh, that's really neat. And where did the idea come from to start a business such as Choose Refill?
I supported the Phil store in Vernon. I actually worked with Teresa. She and I worked together in the cancer center in Vernon. And so when she opened her store, I totally supported her and absolutely fell in love with the concept. And so, and I'd been retired, I think, for about 4 years. And I thought, you know, I was getting to the point where I thought I still had the energy. And so I thought I would needed a project. And so this, I thought I'd do similar to what Teresa. This, I'm not affiliated with Teresa. This is my own, you know, right from the word go. I've built it up myself. But, I mean, definitely the concept came from her. And there's a lot of Phil stores. BC's very good like that, very progressive. Same as Salmon Arm. Salmon Arm's such a progressive community, you know, with their curbside pickup, their plastic bag, you know, not allowing that in grocery stores and such. So, and BC has, so we have a Phil store in Kamloops. There's a Phil store here. There's one in Vernon. There's two in Kelowna. There's one in Penticton, one in Nelson. So there's a lot of, you know, just about any, if you're traveling and you're running out of supplies, look for your refill store because you can usually find them.
And do you find you have a lot of travelers stopping in?
Yeah, no, we definitely do. And exactly that, people looking up for refill stores and come in. I had a lady the other day and she'd come from Calgary and she said, oh, I was here last summer. And I was, oh, good. Well, thank you for coming in. So, yeah, we do get our travelers.
Great. I walked around the store and I was amazed at the variety of products that are available that are intended to replace plastic. Could you give us an idea of sort of the range of products that you carry?
The store is sort of set in two sections. So we have one section that's eco-friendly products, which is giving you all sorts of alternatives to plastic in the kitchen and bathroom. So for instance, instead of using your saran wrap, you can use your beeswax wraps or your silicone bowl covers. It takes a little bit of getting used to. It's a behavioral change, but it's, you know, it totally gets rid of saran wrap, which is such a big component of plastic pollution. We've got bowl covers in cloth. We've got dish bars. We've got compostable dishcloths and also sorts of things. It's hard to think of them when you're sort of going listing them. When I'm seeing them, it's easier. But then the big, really probably 80% of the bulk of the products that I sell and the people I supply to is the refilling solutions. And so all our refill solutions are all Canadian. They're all made with essential oils. There's no fragrances, which are highly petroleum based and such. And they're all plant and mineral based. And so it's good for you, it's good for the environment, and you're supporting Canadian. And so the concept is you bring in your empty container, you weigh it, so that's your tare weight, and then you can take that empty container and fill it with anything you want. You can just put a little bit in if you want to try something, and if you don't like it, there's another one you can try. And so you fill your container, and then we subtract the tare weight when you come to pay. So you're only paying for the solution. We have everything for all sorts of household cleaning products. So there's all-purpose cleaners, there's glass cleaners, dish soap, laundry laundry soap, floor wash, and varieties of all of those. We have dishwasher powders, we have dishwasher gels, we have dishwasher tablets, we have hand soaps, shampoos, conditioners. We've got refillable routine, which routine is a brand of deodorants, and you can refill those as well. So again, trying to decrease that consumption of, you run out of your dish soap, you throw the jug into the recycling, you can come in here and refill it. It's a much better option.
And I noticed you do have some local products as well.
I do, yeah.
For instance, I saw some Wild Soap Co.
Yeah. So Wild Soap Co. is Tanya, and you find her in any of the farmers markets. She's very visible. And she makes all my soaps, and she's wonderful to work with because she knows I don't take fragrances. She'll make soaps with fragrances, but all the soaps she provides for me are all with essential oils. She's even got lip salve that she sells in plastic tubes, but she sells it for me in compostable tubes. And I am hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be having her hand lotions. She makes exquisite hand lotions.
Oh.
So I'm really looking forward to that. We'll have that in a refill as well from her.
Great. Any other local products that you carry?
Not specifically from here. We did carry one batch of soap when she was here, but she's off in university right now. Tanya's really our big, truly local one. And we have a lot of products. Like, we have our shampoo bars are from Langley. Even though there is a Bottle Nun makes shampoo bars in Vernon, we have some of Bottle Nun's stuff here, but I've chosen to use the Langley West Coast shampoo bars because my daughter lives in Langley, and so she's often coming up here or I'm going down to see her, so we always bring our orders that way so there's no carbon footprint. And Marriott, of the owner of West Coast Shampoo Bars, has been making them for years, like way before. They're very popular now, and so she's got a lovely selection, so I choose to stay with just her.
Anna, could you see Choose Refill expanding into more areas than what you currently have here now?
Definitely. When I was first researching, my thought was to have this store, like a bricks and mortar store, but I also was thinking of getting a mobile unit. And so I've done a little bit of reading in it. They don't seem to be tremendously successful, so I'm glad I've got this store. But I still think that it will be in it because we're so big and spread out here. So my thought was to get myself a van and have my main, you know, I now know my products that, you know, are the most popular and people like, and they're well received. And then I could take them and go. You couldn't do a mobile store within the Salmon Arm district, but you could go out to this CSRD and you could take your van and you could set it up on a Wednesday afternoon in Celestia sort of thing or something like that. So that's been on my back burner to look into, and possibly, you know, I think that would be great because then I would be driving instead of everyone driving in here. I could potentially have a van that would be a mobile van for people in outlying districts.
That's a great idea, and it would also help promote the store. That is a very good idea. So when can we might expect to see that?
It's a thought, and I've got lots of ideas about it. It's just a matter of putting it into place, and it's not something that's coming up soon.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of timing, would you say this was the right time to open a store such as this?
Probably has been, yeah, probably, because I think, again, people have been aware of the problem, but I think governments are becoming more on board now, and so, yes. But again, it's just like getting the word out. You know, we're here. Like, how do you get the word out? So, but, yeah, no, it's nice to see the governments behind things now, and you know, especially the federal government. But again, I've said it before, like, Salmon Arm is very good and very progressive, and I'm really pleased to be involved with that.
And have you been a Salmon Arm resident for a long time?
24 years now.
24 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Moved up here from the Fraser Valley.
You're a part of the community band also, is that right?
Yeah. I met Jim through music, and you know, we've been together, I guess, 14, 15 years now, but we met through music. I was singing and he was the rehearsal pianist, and then at the time the community band, Case Koyman was doing the directing, and so I had been playing right from 2001, I think, when I first moved here. And so when I met Jim came along and started playing in the band, and then when Case retired, it sort of, Jim segued into that position very well. So
you mentioned Salmon Arm being a progressive city. What would you say to somebody who might be thinking of moving to Salmon Arm? Why would Salmon Arm be a good place to live?
I always say, I like Salmon Arm because it's a small community, but it's not so small that everyone knows everyone's business, right? But it's lovely. You can go downtown. You always see people you meet. You meet people that you know. I mean, it's a beautiful area to start with. And I do think it's a lovely place to live. I mean, we've got so much recreation, both in the summer and the winter. You know, you've got a lovely town. We've got a lovely, very active town, you know, roots and blues, very culturally active. And so I just think it's a win-win. It's lovely downtown core now. And I mean, the Downtown Salmon Arm Association is really working hard to promote the core and change it and make it, you know, more vibrant. And the schooling system's good.
I agree with you about the Downtown Salmon Arm and how it's been built up to be a very inviting place. And it's nice to see a store like Choose Refill as part of that business community.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Is there anything you'd like Salmon Arm to know about Choose Refill that we haven't touched upon?
Just come on in here and try it. You know, like it is, it's a behavior change. You have to make the effort, which is which can be hard. Like, but I mean, we're not a big town. So, I mean, it would be lovely if we were situated right next to a grocery store, but we aren't. So we're in the old Benjamin Moore paint store behind Wendy's and Boston Pizza. And so lots of parking. You can come in, bring your containers. Don't even have to bring your containers. Come in and see what we have. And once you have switched to good quality cleaning and household cleaning and personal care products, you will understand the benefits because you'll never go back. Now, when I walk through some of the grocery store aisles and the scents and the smells and you read research about what some of these products are made with, it's so much better to be here with a product that you know is well made with good ingredients, plant and mineral based. Yes, the price point might be a little bit higher, but a lot of them are very concentrated, and you know, a little bit goes a long way. And really, if you're buying the cheap, poorly put together products, I mean, ultimately they're going to be expensive in the way on the environment. So, you know, cheap isn't always necessarily the best route.
This is true.
I'm understanding, obviously, some people cannot afford that, you know, your price point is important. But if you can, come in and see us. You know, we can explain all the products to you.
That's great. Well, Anna, thank you so much for your time. And I really appreciate you taking the time to visit with us today.
Well, I appreciate you coming here. It's been very nice.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.